If you find a dead bird in your yard during this bird flu outbreak, what should you do? During the West Nile virus epidemic, it was very easy for me to do a web search to find out where to get birds tested. Indeed, someone brought me a dead banded blue jay they'd found. After recording the band number, I brought the poor thing to a county office right here in Duluth to be tested. The test was positive, so I included that information on the band report. West Nile virus was transmitted by mosquitoes, so handling carcasses was a simpler matter than those suspected of succumbing to highly pathogenic avian influenza virus. And at this point, with so little federal support and most state agencies overextended, it's virtually impossible to find any facilities where carcasses can be tested. But without testing, there is no way to be certain that a given bird died of bird flu or another disease. And window strikes, birds hit by cars, and birds dropped by predators compound the confusion. All the official guidelines I've read insist that only qualified professionals with special protective gear should remove carcasses, but it's virtually impossible to find a qualified professional to come take it away, despite the fact that bald eagles and other scavengers and pets have been infected by infected carcasses. I have a dog and a little grandson, as well as squirrels and other wildlife to protect in my yard. So if I find a dead bird in my own backyard, I plan to use some of the same precautions I learned for handling groceries during the early days of COVID before we understood how the disease was transmitted. I'll put on disposable gloves and a mask, and using the inverted bag method I use when cleaning up after my dog, I'll get the carcass into a plastic bag, tie it tightly closed, double bag it and toss in my disposable gloves, tie the outer bag tightly, dispose of it in the outdoor trash, and then wash my hands thoroughly and use disinfectant. It's heartbreaking that for the first time in my 73 years as an American citizen, I can't trust the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Centers for Disease Control to lead the way through such a difficult wildlife and human health issue. My hero, Chandler Robbins, must be rolling in his grave. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.